A sharply worded report from the World Bank this week says that Israeli travel restrictions have chopped up the West Bank into 10 economically isolated districts, damaging the economy there and denying Palestinians access to almost half the land. Israel calls the report overstated and defends its network of checkpoints and road closures as being vital for security. From the West Bank, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
In unusually pointed language, the World Bank says Israeli travel restrictions in the West Bank have, quote, fragmented the territory into ever smaller and more disconnected cantons. The report by the U.S.-based global lending agency confirms what 32-year-old Abid Abdestar Massoud knows all too well. At his noisy outdoor metalwork site in a grimy industrial zone in South Ramallah, Abdestar Massoud sorts, stacks, and hauls the metal bars and beams used in construction. Facing multiple checkpoints, his 24-mile commute from his home near Nablus to work in Ramallah often takes him 6 hours or more round trip every day.
I get very demoralized, and so does my family. I spend almost as much time waiting at checkpoints as I do at my job.
The metal that Abdesattar Massoud loads onto his boss's trucks for delivery has an equally tough commute to get to construction sites within the West Bank or markets outside the territory. Mohammed Samara is a co-owner of his family's metal business.
We used to be able to do four or more deliveries a day to Nablus. Now we can make only one. You have to have all the correct receipts and documents, or you can wait for hours. And then, even if you have all your proper papers, they can stop you at another checkpoint or a flying checkpoint, and you have to wait all over again.
The newly released World Bank report calls Israeli security concerns undeniable and says they must be addressed. But the report says Israel's elaborate network of 537 full checkpoints, road closures, permit restrictions, and its massive concrete and wire barrier support the physical and economic expansion of Jewish settlements at the economic expense of the 2.5 million Palestinians living in the West Bank. More than 250,000 Jewish settlers live in the territory Israel captured 40 years ago in the 1967 war. Palestinian Information Minister Mustafa Barghouti welcomed the report as more evidence of what he calls Israel's systematic cantonization of the occupied West Bank.
It's a system of segregation. People in Nablus cannot go to the Jordan Valley because they need a special permit for that. I, as a minister, cannot go to the Jordan Valley without a permit, cannot go to Gaza without a permit, to Jerusalem without a permit. I need four permits to move around, and I don't have any of them. And that applies to farmers and producers. The economy is being killed.
The American Security Coordinator for Israel and the Palestinian Territories, U.S. Lieutenant General Keith Dayton, has drawn up a draft timeline for Israel to ease travel restrictions and remove specific checkpoints this summer. Under General Dayton's proposal, in exchange for greater freedom of movement, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would deploy his men to stop rocket fire at Israel from the Gaza Strip and crack down on weapons smuggling. Hamas, a partner of Abbas in the new unity government, has already rejected the plan, and Israel is skeptical President Abbas could really deliver on enhanced security. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says Israel's travel restrictions are legitimate and remain vital for protecting its citizens.
Let's say tomorrow, yes, as an act of goodwill, Israel removed all checkpoints. What, in fact, would happen the day after tomorrow? We'd have a wave of terrorist bombings throughout this country, with scores of people being murdered. And we'd just have to, on day three, put all the checkpoints back up again.
Despite several recent public pledges by Israel's leader Ehud Olmert to alleviate West Bank travel restrictions, the United Nations says, in fact, the opposite has happened so far this year. According to the latest UN figures, the number of flying or mobile checkpoints averaged 200 a week in March and April, up from 120 a week in January. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Ramallah.